Welcome to Cancer Out Loud, the Cancer Care Podcast, a show featuring conversations with people living with cancer, caregivers, survivors, loved ones, and the bereaved. Hosted by oncology social workers, Cancer Out Loud takes a closer look at the cancer experience using the power of storytelling. This season, we're talking about the importance of cancer screening, fostering resiliency, finding hope, building your support system, and much more. This podcast is produced by Cancer Care, the leading national organization providing free professional support services to anyone affected by cancer. Hi, all, and welcome back to another episode of Cancer Out Loud, the Cancer Care Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Paul, and I'm the Director of Clinical Programs at Cancer Care. Today, I'm changing it up and providing some information on skin cancer. For those of you that don't know, July is UV Safety Awareness Month, and at Cancer Care, we recognize that skin cancer is America's most common cancer, with over 5 million cases diagnosed in the U.S. each year. So in this episode, I hope to educate our listeners on the dangers of skin cancer and encourage those listening to get checked by your dermatologist and to perform your own self-checks. So, where do we start? First, I want to talk about the main causes of skin cancer. These are UV rays, and these are both from the sun and also found in tanning beds as well. What does UV stand for? Ultraviolet radiation. So these are powerful rays that come from the sun, and these are considered both UVA and UVB rays. Both of these cause sunburn, skin damage, and they increase the risk for a variety of skin cancers. So here in New York, it has been pretty warm lately. Actually, we are in the middle of a heat wave, and you know, many of us can be outside for anywhere from 10, 15, 20 minutes and experience a sunburn. So we know how fast sunburn can happen, and sometimes without even realizing it. According to the Skin Cancer Foundation, sunburn speeds up skin aging and is also known to be the leading cause of basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma skin cancers. Did you know that having 5 or more sunburns can double your risk in developing melanoma? That's 5 sunburns overall in your lifetime, not 5 sunburns a year. Did you know that skin cancer is not only the most common type of cancer in the US, but also worldwide? 1 in 5 Americans develop skin cancer by age 70. So we know that some people are more prone to sunburn depending on their skin type. But remember that you can burn even on a cloudy day, because UV rays, both UVA and UVB rays, can come through the clouds. Up to 80% of UV rays can come through clouds. So the UV index is also going to be a factor here. The higher the number, the faster and more severe you're going to burn. And, you know, even if the UV index number is low, risk still remains. So keep in mind that skin damage builds up over time, right? It's something that we have to take care of our skin consistently. And, you know, I know that the statistics are just numbers, but with an estimated 5 million cases of skin cancer in the US this year alone, these statistics really do need to be taken seriously. Let's learn a little about the different types of skin cancer. And although I'm not a medical professional or a doctor, it's important to provide some psychoeducation regarding the most common types that we see. So the number one most common type of skin cancer is called basal cell carcinoma, or BCC for short. And it accounts for 3.6 million skin cancer diagnoses per year. BCCs arise from abnormal and uncontrolled growth of basal cells. Because these cells grow slowly, most are curable when they're caught early. But it is tricky because not all of these BCCs are going to look the same. You know, in fact, they often vary from person to person. We know that they rarely spread beyond their original tumor site, but of course, if left undetected, these can grow and become locally invasive. The next type is called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, also known as CSCC. Just a short note, this is different than the squamous cell carcinoma that we see in other areas of the body. Here, the word cutaneous refers to the fact that it's found in the skin. And this is the second most common type of skin cancer and accounts for 1.8 million skin cancer diagnoses per year. In the past three decades alone, the incidence of CSCC has increased 200%. And this type of skin cancer is also caused by UV rays, such as the rays from the sun or from tanning beds. Similar to basal cell carcinoma, CSCC will look different on everyone. So it's incredibly important to perform your own self-checks and to also get your skin checked by a dermatologist. The last type I'm going to mention is melanoma, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with melanoma or are at least a bit familiar. Melanomas can appear anywhere on your body, even in areas that aren't typically exposed to sun. For those that don't know, melanoma is the most dangerous form of skin cancer, although we do see that it can be curable when discovered and treated early. Only 20 to 30% of melanomas are found in existing moles, while 70 to 80% arise on normal-looking skin. And this is a really good thing to keep in mind because there is a misconception that melanoma is only found in moles, and that's not true. Melanomas can be many different shapes, sizes, and colors, which makes screening extremely important. So while we're on the topic of screening, here are some sun protection tips from the Skin Cancer Foundation on ways that you can practice sun safety. So you'll want to seek shade between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. You know, this means bringing an umbrella to the beach or seeking shady covering when you're outside. The next is don't get sunburned. And it does seem very simple, but there are some important facts to know about sunscreen and sunscreen application that can help prevent sunburns that I'll go through. Avoid tanning and never use UV tanning beds. As you've heard me mention earlier on in this episode, UV tanning beds are one of the main causes of skin cancer. The safest way to protect your skin is to cover up with clothing. This can be even wearing a broad-brimmed hat, UV-blocking sunglasses. They also make clothing that has UV protection in them, but even just a light layer will do when we're talking about sun safety. This is good to know. Always, of course, refer to your child's pediatrician, but keeping your newborn out of the sun and making sure that you're using full-spectrum sunscreen on babies and infants older than 6 months. And when we talk about broad spectrum sunscreen, that means that it blocks both types of harmful rays. So those rays I was talking about earlier, the UVA and UVB rays. So, wearing a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher every day will be the best for protection. But for longer periods of time outside, you'll want to use like a water-resistant and broad-spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher. Now, while doing some research for this episode, I learned many things that I didn't know before, including the definition of SPF, which means sun protection factor. And I also learned that the number that comes after SPF tells you how long the sun's UV rays would take to redden your skin if you apply the sunscreen exactly as directed, compared with the amount of time without sunscreen. So for example, if you're using SPF 30, it would take you 30 times longer to burn than if you used no sunscreen at all. In terms of applying sunscreen, you'll want to apply at least 1 ounce of sunscreen 30 minutes before going outside, and then reapplying every 2 hours, or of course, after swimming or heavily sweating. You'll also want to perform self-checks every month, examining your skin from head to toe, which in a few minutes, I will go through some steps on how to perform a self-check. And then, of course, following up with a dermatologist once a year for a professional skin exam. Now, remember that you don't need to be a dermatologist to be able to perform a skin check. There are many great resources online, including a step-by-step guide on how to perform a self-exam on skincancer.org. If you've never checked your skin before, it's not too late to start. So here are a few simple steps to get you started. The first step is to examine your face, especially your lips, nose, ears, and mouth. These are high touch points for the sun. Inspect your scalp. You can do this using a blow dryer, especially if you have fine to medium fine hair, and thoroughly inspect your scalp using a hand mirror. For those with thicker or coarser hair, you might need a family member or a friend to help you separate to look at your scalp. You'll want to then check your hands. Now, looking at both of the back of your hands and the palms, between your fingers and underneath your fingernails. Then you're going to continue to your wrists and both the back and front of your forearms. You're going to scan your arms, and you can use a mirror, a full-length mirror or a hand mirror, to scan all sides of your upper arm, including your underarms as well. Then you'll start to inspect your torso, looking at your neck, your chest, and your abdomen. You'll want to also lift breasts to view the underside. You're going to move on to your upper back, and you can do this by using a full-length mirror and then also a small hand mirror to look at the back of your neck, your shoulders, your upper back, any part of the back of your upper arms that you weren't able to see earlier. Then you'll scan your lower back, your buttocks, and the back of both legs. You'll then want to continue to inspect your legs by propping each leg up on a stool or a chair and using a hand mirror to look at all sides. You'll also want to check underexposed areas such as the genitals. Finish your legs by examining your thigh to shin and your ankles, then your feet, and this includes the sole of your feet. And you'll also want to check out your toes without polish on them. Throughout this process, you'll want to document anything that you find, using your phone to take pictures and writing things down. I know that this can seem like a long process, but once you start, it becomes and can become a monthly habit that will enable you to take more steps towards protecting your skin and preventing skin cancer. While some of this knowledge may be a review, I hope that there were also some helpful pieces of information that you can use while practicing sun safety this summer. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. Looking forward to the next one. See you next time. Thanks for listening to Cancer Out Loud, the Cancer Care podcast. Cancer Care is the leading national nonprofit organization providing free professional support services, including case management, counseling, support groups, educational resources, and financial assistance to anyone affected by cancer. You can visit us online at cancercare.org or call our toll-free HOPE line at 800-813-HOPE. That's 800-813-4673 to speak with a master's prepared oncology social worker.